Jeremiah. Jeremiah was a prophet of God, and he had a very, very hard ministry. And because Judah, God's people, sinned, God sent the Babylonians to attack them, and they surrounded the city of Jerusalem. Zedekiah was the king, and he sent the priests to Jeremiah, saying, "Pray to the Lord our God for us." Now, Jeremiah had kept telling them, "You've sinned. Recognize you've sinned, and go out to the Babylonians and admit that you've done wrong." But Zedekiah was very proud, but yet he wanted to kind of be with God, but his pride was too great. And then the word of God came to Jeremiah saying, "Thus shall you tell the king of Judah, you're depending upon the army of Egypt, of Pharaoh, that's supposedly going to come and help you, but it will go back to Egypt, and the Babylonians will come again and attack the city and burn it down. Don't deceive yourselves. God has said this. It will happen." Well, some of the nobles, hearing what Jeremiah had told the king, that the city was going to fall into the hands of the Babylonians, complained to the king. They said, "Let's put Jeremiah to death, because by his words he's discouraging all the soldiers." "Well, he's in your power," Zedekiah said. "The king can do nothing against you." He could have done, but he was just weak, just like we can be weak and not standing up for our friends. So they took Jeremiah and threw him into the dungeon, which was a deep pit in the court of the prison, like a sewer where all the dirty water went.
Like toilet water and stuff
like that.
Yeah,
like toilet water.
Yuck.
It was yuck. They let Jeremiah down with cords, and then they took the cords away. Now, there was actually no water down there, but only mud. And Jeremiah's began to sink in the mud. The mud would have come up his ankles, up his legs, over his waist. He would have kept on trying to lift up his feet, and he must have been exhausted trying to keep on lifting up his feet out of the mud, and he just couldn't. And it was going up and up and up, and he was going to drown in it. What an awful way to die. Now, Jeremiah was calling out to God to help him. And Ebed-Melech, the Ethiopian, one of the king's slaves, heard this, and he spoke to the king. And he said, "O king, these men have done wrong in throwing Jeremiah the prophet into that dungeon. He's going to die there from hunger. There's no more bread in the city." So the king told Ebed-Melech, the Ethiopian, to take 30 men and to rescue Jeremiah from the dungeon before he died. So Ebed-Melech took the men, and they collected old rags and scraps of material and let them down by ropes into the dungeon. And they called down to Jeremiah, saying, "Put these rags under your armpits to protect you from the rope."
That is just so thoughtful of that Ethiopian guy.
Yeah, that's right. It was really thoughtful.
And because there must be old stuff, and there must be old old mother and old.
They put these old clothes underneath his armpits, and then they put the ropes underneath, and it took 30 men to pull him up out of the mud that he was drowning in. They pulled him up out of the muddy cistern. His body would have banged against the side of the sewer, the dungeon, as they pulled him up. And then he came to the top. He would have been very smelly. So he had a wash, I'm sure, but he was sent back into another prison. Then King Zedekiah sent for Jeremiah again. And the king asked him, "Please tell me the truth." And Jeremiah said, "If I tell you the truth, won't you put me to death? And if I give you advice, are you going to take it?" King Zedekiah promised Jeremiah, "As God, our Creator, lives, I will not put you to death, and I will not give you to the men who want to kill you." So Jeremiah the prophet replied to King Zedekiah, "Thus says the Lord God of Israel, if you will surrender to the officers of the king of Babylon, your life will be spared. and the city won't be destroyed by fire, and you and your family will live. But if you won't surrender to the king of Babylon's officers, then this city will be given into the power of the Babylonians. They'll burn it to the ground, and you will not escape." "Oh," said King Zedekiah, "I'm just frightened of the Jews who've gone over to the Babylonians. If I surrender, then the Babylonians may hand me over to those Jews, and they might beat me and hurt me." "They won't hand you over to the Jews," Jeremiah said. "I beg you, obey God's voice. Then all will go well with you, and your life will be spared. But if you don't, your wives and children will be taken by the Babylonians, and because of you, the city will be burned with fire." King Zedekiah said to Jeremiah, "Don't tell anyone about this chat of ours, and you won't die. If the leaders hear that I've been talking with you and they come and ask you what we spoke about, just tell them that you begged me not to be put back into the dungeon." The nobles did come and did ask Jeremiah what him and the king had been talking about, and Jeremiah replied just as the king had taught him to reply. So nobody knew what had been said between them, and nothing more was done about it. And so Zedekiah was too weak, too frightened, too worried about what other people might think of him if he surrendered, that he wouldn't be a man, that he might get beat up by some other Jews, when really he should have humbled himself and listened to God. Well, eventually the Chaldeans surrounded Jerusalem, and there was no more food allowed into the city, and Zedekiah tried to escape through a hole in the wall, but the Babylonians chased him and caught him, and they killed his sons and put out his eyes and bound him with chains of brass and took him to Babylon. And then Jeremiah lamented over Jerusalem. A lament is when you're really sad and you write a very sad song. And there's a book in the Bible called Lamentations where Jeremiah laments over the tragedy of what had happened. And it was also sad because if they had listened to Jeremiah's word, just like if we listen to God's word, the whole tragedy need not have happened.